If you received our pamphlet, some of you may have missed it, but our program, if you take a look at our program, you'll notice that we have several sections to our repertoire, and the first three songs will be a general introduction to our choir. So if you did not notice, first song is asking God to come in and be part of our worship service, to be our music, and to guide our song. The second song fulfills the second part of our purpose as a choir, because our name is Excelsior, and that means, if you notice in the front, the underline down here, it means ever upward. And that's what we want. We want to be ever upward, continuing onward, and that in our spiritual lives. And there's two goals of this choir. One was to obviously sing and worship the Creator. We create the music. And the second goal of mine was to increase musical literacy in our community. And so our second song talks a little bit about that. As long as I have music, and how it encourages our lives and how it helps us along the way, and how we use it in our worship. And our third song there is asking God to come, speak through His Spirit, and to lead us in life. So it's a general introduction to our choir. Then we have multiple other segments. This is the title of this program is Ever Upward, for those who suffer on the road to Zion. And the first section there is suffering and the healing, the journey and the goal. And I'll speak on some of those as we go throughout. But we're going to start with the how we face things in life that aren't pleasant. And us as Americans don't face things nearly as unpleasant as in other cultures. But losing loved ones and such things like that, the suffering, and then the healing, and where we are placed in this world is part of the journey, and then the goal, of course, is to some of heaven. So we will go into, we'll get to the earth part this time.
Receive your holy word. And my friend, I shall stand. Next song we're singing is Where is Home? It talks about wars and fighting, bombs and missiles flying. And I had to think, where is home? When I was out trucking, and I would be gone for a week long. And as soon as you would leave, you know, then you would start. As the week progressed, you kept missing home just a little bit more. You know, and by Friday, turned around, you were ready to be home. And I thought about, you know, liking this spiritual world as we are missing our heavenly home. You know, however many years you've been here, you've been missing that home. Or maybe I'd say, you know, when you're into salvation, maybe. But you've been missing your home, your heavenly home. And are we anticipating that as much as we should be? You know, people over in Ukraine and Russia or wherever that are wars and fighting going on, you know, if they were gone for a week, who knows, maybe they would come home and there would be no house there. Then where would they go? You know, we count ourselves so privileged that even when we're gone for a long period of time, we have faith that there's going to be a house still standing when we get home. And so it is with our heavenly home. It is going to be standing. No matter what happens, Jesus is always going to be on the throne. And we can rest assured that no matter what happens down here on this earth, that when we get to our heavenly home, we'll be home.
Some of you received a copy of this song when you came in. There should be extra copies back there on the stand. Joe, if you'd like to grab some of the entryway there. I think we put some people up here at the front that we might have. We're going to be singing the first two verses as a choir. It's going to be a new song. I'll just guarantee that. It's written in 2022, as you can see. And the story behind this is it's written by someone who either lived or served in Ukraine during the war. And so it's based on the Ukraine war, the Russian-Ukraine war, which is still ongoing. And that's some of the emotion behind the song. The person who's writing, where's home when everything is getting destroyed? And the chorus answers that question. And we like to teach a new song, so we will sing the first two verses as a choir. I'll turn around and I would like you to help on the verses 3 and verse 4. On the last verse, at the end of the chorus, you see there's a bird's eye. We will observe that bird's eye only at the end of verse 4, the very end of the song. So we'd love you to join verses 3 and 4. Try to slow down for you a little bit.
Where is home? Rich poor and fighting's all around. Where is home? When missiles fly and bombs are rumbling, where is home? When hard-earned businesses are crumbling, where is home? With cities pledging to the ground,
where is home?
Where is all? When just for peace breaks our hearts, our loving, where is home? When on earth, Savior, is he?
Where is home?
Okay, your black hymnals, turn to number 727. We're going to sing two songs, continuing with the thought of being faithful or serving a faithful God. 727, In the Rifted Rock. Let's stand, sing this. In the rifted rock I'm resting, safely sheltered I abide. There no foes nor storms molest me, while within the cleft I hide. Now I'm resting, sweetly resting, in the cleft once made for me. Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee. Long pursued by sin and Satan, weary, sad, I long for rest. Then I found this heavenly shelter, open in my Savior's breast. Now I'm resting, sweetly resting, in the cleft once made for me. Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee. Peace which passeth understanding, joy the world can never give. Now in Jesus I am finding, in his smiles of love I give. Now I'm resting, sweetly resting, in the cleft once made for me. Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee. In the rifted rock I'll hide me, till the storms of life are past. All secure in this blessed refuge, heeding not the fiercest blast. Now I'm ready.
Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee.
For introductions, I guess if we can hear me now. I'll begin with myself. I am Marcus Stelfox, from local, 5 minutes away. Most of these people are local. There's a couple from Lebanon County, Berks. I don't want to exclude anyone here, and Adams. But anyway, that's local enough. We'll start with the back row. I'll tell you the name. They're going to acknowledge themselves. In the back row, we have Carson Mellinger, Josh Wadle, Amy Miller, Justina Mosier. I'm actually going to sit down so I don't get in the way again. Lori Stelfox. Oh, here's Vienna. Nolt.
Katie Martin, Sherry Stelfox, Vanessa Martin, Jason Lehman, Shane Horst. In the second row, Josiah Lehman, Bruce Michael Stelfox, Kevin Horst, Diana Lehman, Stephanie Garman, Connie Zimmerman, and Vienna, and Jalen Stelfox, Diana Stelfox, Kaylee Higgins, Alex Martin, Jared Heisey, and JD Stelfox, and Kendall Lehman, Dewin Lehman, Wendy Zimmerman, Brianna Wolf, and Stephanie Zimmerman, Kiana Diller, Ann Zimmerman, Vicky Nolt, Charlotte Lehman, Jesse Hoover, Kyle Diller, and Christopher Mosier. And so there's a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of Stelfoxes in here, but they just live up the hill. Anyway, we will continue with our program. And starting into the healing part, and we will have a testimony on this first song. And so you guys can go down.
This next song is Night Will End, and it means a lot to me for different reasons. It's been proven true in my life. There have been different seasons where it felt like the night was not going to end. There have been seasons of physical pain where my body just hurt so much. I could not sleep at night. I would fall asleep from sheer exhaustion and just the desire for that healing to come, for that pain to be gone. There have been seasons of emotional and mental load where, again, you just long for healing. You long to get through the mire that you're in. And there's been spiritual attacks where nighttime meant nightmares and just terror and fear. And it was such a difficult time to get through it. And in each of those situations, you just want it to end. You want to go back to normal. And the song reminds us, night will end. The sun will shine and melt away the heartache. And if you notice the words, the sun is capitalized, capital S, meaning that Jesus will come. He's the one that takes our heartaches and takes care of us. And in these hard situations, we can choose to grow bitter, or we can choose to turn it over to God and come out of these seasons with a new love and appreciation for him. And so if you're in a season of nighttime and you just can't wait for it to end, you can't wait for normal to come again, cling to Jesus. It will end.
When the darkness washes o'er me, and I fear the night won't end, what will keep me till the morning? Hold me when the grief descends. Though my faith is weak and faltering, Lord Jesus, keep me trusting.
As night will end, dawn will break, the sun will shine and melt away the heartache.
Around me, I can sense my Savior near. Lord, you promised to be with me. Where are you? Why aren't you here? Though the silence feels unending, Lord Jesus, keep me hoping.
As night will end, dawn will break, the sun will shine and melt away the heartache. Alleluia, alleluia. After darkness comes the light. When the darkness suffocates me, all my strength gives way to fear. Gentle Shepherd, walk beside me, bottle up these painful tears. Though my heart grows numb with weeping, Lord Jesus, keep me singing. As night will end, dawn will break, the sun will shine and melt away.
Coming from a nail star.
third section, The Journey. And I really like this part. This is one of the main parts, probably the main part. To the world, we have suffering. Through Christ, we have healing. And that tells us that we are not at home here. And that's what this section addresses. We are but pilgrims going to a place that's better than this. That's the glorious thing. And we must remember that in light of all the cares of the world, the sorrows, the things that tempt us, all those things. We are only strangers in a foreign land. And as Christians, we must remember that, because too many times the world just bogs us down. We become so acclimated to it that it becomes our home, and it is really not our home. And so as we journey through this journey, we will sing two songs, those two songs, and get drawing nearer to God, because that is the journey, and that's what keeps us separate from the world, is our nearness to God. And we'll talk about two songs, and being pilgrims in a place that is not right.
Yeah. Here we are, but straying through rocks, near valleys of Damien. But to cheer us on our journey, still our sameness will side
live. Yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver burns all our longing eyes.
Here our feet are often weary on the hills that throng our way. Here the tempest darkly gathers, but our hearts within us stay.
Yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver guides all our longing eyes.
Here our souls are often fearful of the pilgrim's lurking foe, but the Lord is our defender, and he tells us we may go.
Yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver burns all our longing eyes.
Here our shadowed homes are transient, and we meet the stranger's frown. So we'll sing with joy while going into desert billows down.
Yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver burns all our longing eyes.
Just a poor wayfaring stranger, I'm traveling through this world of woe. Yet there's no sickness, toil, nor danger in that bright land.
On, journey on,
This is the song we got our name from, and it's based on the traditional song here we got today, with some Latin background music. Stating all is well. My question to you is all well? And he talks about, it seems like a testament of someone who's about to die. He's saying, all is well, I'm ready to go. And this is the goal, that we would all be ready to go whenever God calls us. And he talks about saying goodbye to friends and anticipating a place for sorrow and pain free. And so pay special attention to the lyrics as we sing these last two songs.
Thank you.
We want to thank you once again for coming out, and I hope you were encouraged tonight as you listen to these songs. Maybe some of you are going through times, or you remember when you went through times of suffering and how the redemption and the healing work of Christ brought you through, and you realize that you are but a pilgrim and a stranger in this land, and you anticipate heaven. I'm going to ask Lynn Horst to come forward and lead us in prayer and dismiss.